look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found off my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life.
Good morning and welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, right here on KPHX 1480 AM live in Phoenix. I am Joseph J. Erdo, next to Trisha, and of course, Blue behind the glass is Eric Reinert.
No, I'm not Blue.
Oh, come on.
I love Blue.
When you pick a raw paw.
And you prick a raw paw.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I thought his name was Blue.
Don't pick the
prickly part by the claw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw.
But you don't need to
use the claw when you pick a pair of the big pawpaw. Breakthrough Entertainment's Jungle Book Show. This is Phil Harris singing The Bare Necessities. I have a feeling that we're not going to be able to sleep for a few nights after today's show because this song's a few times during the show today.
I'm sorry, but I love The Bare Necessities.
I do too. Well, and you know, last year we had, just try and relax. Oh, I like, so just calming, you know.
Uh-huh.
You're working too hard. Fall apart in my backyard.
So the Jungle Book takes place in Asia, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so why is there a Dixieland jazz band playing behind Baloo?
I don't know.
Because he has good taste.
I'm looking around.
Yeah, see, this is a good life lesson.
There's something you want that can't be found. When you find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it.
That's so true, you know? You just got to take the bare necessities. Right?
But, you know, isn't it bare, like B-A-R-E?
It is.
And so that's why Dave didn't show up, because he didn't want a bear at all. You know, he was
bear
afraid
at all.
He was afraid it might scare off our listeners,
if they
saw us all with the bare necessities.
I noticed Dave got a haircut.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes,
was that at your prompting?
No, we actually had a huge weekend last weekend. It was our nephew Matthew's bar mitzvah, and it was wonderful, but we wanted to look nice.
Cool.
Yes, very nice.
But
did he dye his hair too?
Like, no, he just got 10 years younger.
I think he put some Grecian formula in there or something.
Probably just for men or something like that. But we don't want to give them any shout out. No, I'm just teasing.
Well, you know, Baloo in the original Jungle Book in the animated version, he was gray, and now
had
the
little,
Bill Murray
just,
version
just had
is
a little bit
a brown
of,
bear.
Yeah, yeah, well, just a little bit of gray.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes you look distinguished.
Yeah, that's true.
I like
true.
It.
Well, of course, the new adaptation of the Jungle Book live action adaptation came out yesterday, and we're going to be reviewing it. We are going to also be playing songs from that film and the original and the sequel. Lots of different.
Wait a minute, and the sequel?
Yeah, well, the original sequel, the sequel to the original Jungle Book 2.
I was going
to
say they're going to do another Jungle Book.
They are. Yeah, because this one's getting some really good box office and
talk
and reviews.
About sold out at 9:40 at night.
Wow.
Yeah, at 9:40 at night. So we're not talking about the little kiddos going.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so we'll find out what I thought of it. And you saw it, I assume?
No,
you couldn't get in. Okay, all right.
Well, actually, it wasn't sold out when we first tried to get our tickets, but there weren't two together.
Oh, okay.
And then when we decided, well, even if we can't sit together, we'll just go ahead and go because of the other things that were available at the time.
Okay.
And then it was sold out. It was like, oh my gosh. They had gone from having, second row tickets.
Yeah.
And a few sporadic onesies to completely sold out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
At the Dine-In Theater. Yeah. Yes.
Well, then, you know how we love to have our We love to bring the movies to life, so we'll also be speaking with jungle expert Jackie Witt. She's with Adios Adventure Travel. She's been to a lot of these different jungles and rainforests, so she's going to let us know, you know, what it's really like. And then she'll also tell us, you know, of course, her company, Adios Adventure Travel. They can help us embark on our own adventures.
But the big question is, has she eaten monkey brains in the rainforest of Peru?
We'll have to ask her. Of course, we ate crickets 2 weeks ago. And,
that's,
you know,
right.
Baloo eats the fancy ants.
And I have been to the jungles of Peru, but I have not eaten the monkey brains.
Oh.
My ex has, but not me.
Okay, well.
But he has
poor
monkey brains.
Wow. Okay.
I'm teasing.
Well, you know, if you have monkey brains, or maybe you don't, you're going to want to make sure that your car is up and running very well, right? So, and this segment or this hour is brought to everyone by the Alexander's Auto Repair.
All Care
Automotive. Mm-hmm. Their website is alexandersautorepair.com. And, right, you've been there.
Oh, my gosh. Alexander is the greatest. And he has worked. I mean, this man is trusted by owners of these extremely expensive collector's cars, things like that. He helped me out when I was in a bind, actually came in after hours to accept my vehicle that was towed in by the tow truck. And, I mean, just a great, great guy. And you can't, he's honest as the day is long, and he does fantastic work. Never had to take anything back to him at all for a redo.
Excellent.
And just absolutely fantastic.
Well, he's located at 3310 East Thomas Road. Again, that's 3310 East Thomas Road. Give him a call at 602-956-3781. That's 602-956-3781. Again, that is Alexander's All Care Automotive.
Yes.
And if you want to give us a call, of course, you can reach us at 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. If you've seen any movies, maybe you've seen The Jungle Book or something else. My microphone is just spinning all around here.
I noticed that.
Yes.
It's got a little problem. I think we need to drop a blue pill in it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then, but give us a call. Let us know if you've seen any movies. Maybe you were out at the Phoenix Film Festival. You want to give your comments on that or anything else. Just give us a call.
Oh, my God, we're in the jungle.
We're in the jungle.
Yes.
That was so fast.
We're in the jungle, baby.
Oh, yeah.
But are we naked and afraid?
No.
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 We're hanging out with Baloo.
Yes.
I love
hanging
that.
Out.
Well, yeah, because that, you have to sleep in the tree, right?
Yeah, that's what we meant. Oh.
Oh, sorry. That's actually what I meant.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. And you know what? There's a lot of other movies that opened this weekend as well. And
I was actually amazed because I didn't realize that there would be that many movies. I mean, we kind of went through a little bit of a semi-dry spell.
Yeah.
Where there wasn't a whole lot of new stuff coming out. And then it's like, boom.
I know. And we've got 13 cameras. This is a creepy new movie out. It's a thriller, a voyeurism thriller. Can't wait to talk about this one.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to be speaking with actor. I'm going to try my best here. We'll have to ask him, but I was Neville. Right?
Neville Archambault.
Neville Archambault.
That's my guess.
Yeah, probably. He plays the bad guy in the film,
mm-hmm.
And so can't wait to speak with him. And also, we will have on co-writer and director Florian Gallenberger on behalf of Colonia. Have you heard of Colonia Dingy Dod? Eric?
Only because you sent that to me.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, it's an ex-Nazi cult from which nobody escapes. Yeah, it's an actual place.
Nobody escapes or can leave?
Well, nobody can leave. And well, I have here nobody ever escaped.
You can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave?
Well, there's actually five people, I think, escaped in history, but that's very few, right?
Yeah. There was one of those films that you sent that actually had some real actors in it.
Well, that
some famous actors.
Yeah, well, and this one, of course, is Emma Watson.
That's the one.
Yeah, yeah, that's Colonia, and we'll
Harry
be speaking...
Potter fame.
Yes,
yes,
yes, and Daniel Brühl, and then also Michael Nyquist plays the bad guy in that. So can't wait to talk about that one. And we'll also, I know we didn't get to talk about last week's releases. So in addition to the Adderall Diaries, which opened up yesterday, some other ones that opened last week, High Strung.
Yes.
I'm sure that you're probably really interested in that one, right?
Definitely.
And I tried to get someone on behalf of that, but everyone's pretty busy with that. And then Mr. Right with Anna Kendrick and Sam Rockwell. And One More Time, starring Mr. King Louis himself, Christopher Walken.
Ooh.
Yes. So, should be a really great show today.
I think so, definitely. And
Christopher Walken's going to be on?
No, but he's in the movie. He's in two of the movies.
Oh.
He's in One More Time, and then he also plays the big monkey guy in The Jungle Book.
King Louie.
Yes.
I don't
want to be like you. Ooby-doo.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is that I don't know if I grew up with Jungle Book. To me, Jungle Book has just always been there. So I must have grown up with it. But even my kids loved it. And obviously now, even the new remake is just very, very popular.
Yeah.
So there's just something about that recipe that they had with that it's a winner.
Well, you know, Disney's been doing a lot of these redos or adaptations, live action adaptations.
Renovations.
Yes.
And money makers.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Well, and there's, of course, Cinderella last year. That was an amazing film, right?
Oh, yes. I want that dress and I want those shoes.
Yes. And then the year before that, what was it? Maleficent. And you know, and they're making several other ones. Peter Pan was just announced. They're going to be making live action Peter Pan.
Well, you know, when they said that these were going back into the vault, never to come out again in this century back then, I was like, okay, I think I know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're remaking them and making more money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can only make so much money off those old cartoons. I mean, kids today are a little more sophisticated than they were back then.
Well, and you know, the thing is,
even toddlers.
Well, they want more action and stuff too, and this Jungle Book has a lot more action and it's a little more violent than the cartoon version, the animated
violent
version.
Violent.
Well, you know, there's a tiger, so Shere Khan.
Did you see Two Brothers?
Yes.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, that was good. Ooh, that was good.
Wow, for Eric to give that kind of, that's like a glowing review from you.
Yes, I thought it was going to be a family film, but dang, they kill the tigers.
Well, yeah.
Wow, yeah.
It's real, a little realistic, a little, you know, they don't pat it there. And but of course, it all kind of started with 101 Dalmatians, right? That was great. But now they're going to make another one of that. They're making a movie called Cruella.
Oh.
So I don't know how you could do that without Glenn Close. You know.
Yeah. Well,
she's not going to be.
Oh, you know for sure she's not. Well, yeah, it's going to be really hard for somebody to follow up on that.
Yeah.
A phenomenal actress.
The one I'm looking forward to the most is Dumbo. I can't wait to see how they do that. And they are doing that. I think
they're
it's Tim Burton.
Dumbo?
I think Tim Burton is behind that one. Dumbo.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And Alice Through the Looking Glass is coming out soon, of course.
Yes. Yes.
And
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, yeah. And also, now...
The Univoice! The world's only flying elephant!
Yeah, Dumbo! Oh.
Did you ever see an elephant fly?
Well, I seen a horse fly.
I seen a dragon fly.
I seen a house fly.
That's a little bit racist. Come on, Eric. Come on.
A little? Hey, I didn't make it.
No. But, yeah, I can't wait for that, though. And then, of course, like I said, we're going to be hearing a lot of the Bear Necessities today a few different times. And remember last year, we couldn't get out of our heads after Tomorrowland came out.
Yes.
It's a Small World, after all. And so I think that's probably what we're going to be feeling after today, is that little hangover from the Disney-itis.
Oh, right. Well, hey, you know what? Bring it on. Disney, I'm sorry. I know that they're out to make money, but Walt Disney, who was out for the love of it, at least at the start, he did things right.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. He did things right.
Oh, see?
Yes.
Yeah. Good job, Eric. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I was just enjoying it. Small World After All. Oh, those wonderful little puppets. Oh, I love it.
I love the ones that go like this.
They're not puppets. They're animatronics.
Yeah, they're animatronics.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I like the ones
Polynesian
that dance.
Dancers.
The little Polynesian. Well, those are. Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. And the hula girls. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
But I think they did a great job on that. And even that. Oh my gosh. I went for the first time during the holidays.
Yeah, they changed the whole thing over.
The
huh?
entire thing, just like the Haunted Mansion, the yeah. entire thing for Halloween or Christmas is all switched up.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I haven't seen that since I was just a little boy, and I
really, would,
yeah, I've got to see that. You know, I've seen it on YouTube because you know the people go through, but that's not the same.
That's what I'm watching yeah. right now, and it's funny because the guy is filming it on his phone, and he points it up to like something that's above him, and you can see the ceiling. Kind of ruins the whole thing.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, you can see the vents in the ceiling.
Well, Disneyland's a little different than the Disney World one. I've only seen the Disney World one. And Disney World, the clock and everything is.
But you know, they're renovating the entire yeah. thing. They made it into a gingerbread house for Christmas.
Wow.
They made it into the outside of it into a gingerbread fantasy. It was amazing. They did most of it with lights, of course. You
it's,
know,
it's still my favorite ride.
But it's
you know?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I know it's simple, but it's just it's just happiness, you know?
Right. Well, that's happiness. Why I guess when you said your favorite ride, because I look at it, you know me, I look at it less as a ride and
yeah,
more as
an experience,
just an
type
experience,
of thing.
And
yeah.
An, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But well, you know what I really want to do?
What?
And I don't know if I'll ever be able to do this until I'm much much older, maybe, but I want to get that book about all the inside secrets, like going into the Mad Hatter's hat shop and looking in the mirror and watching the Cheshire Cat come out at you and
yeah.
go away, and the little puppy dog up in the window that pokes out for the fire station, and little things that Walt put in there that unless you take time to just sit there
Easter eggs.
And watch, they're yeah. all Easter eggs everywhere. There are a bunch of Easter eggs throughout Disneyland.
Yeah.
I think there are in Disney World too, but not nearly as many.
Yeah.
And I just really want to do that. I want to just go and find all the Easter eggs. I think I want to do an Easter egg hunt. It'll probably well, take me a week.
One of the things he did was he put Mickey's character
yeah,
everywhere.
His They're right, hidden. Exactly. Yeah, there's a bunch of those of the little silhouette of Mickey.
Yeah.
They're
I don't
everywhere.
Know if silhouette's the right word, but the yeah, the Mickey insignia is everywhere.
Logo.
That's good. Yeah, except yeah.
They're a moneymaker. It's a logo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course they are making a It's a Small World movie as well. So I think we mentioned
are?
That. Yeah. Yeah, so I can't wait for that. They still are working out all the kinks of the animatronic. No, it's, but they are making that, so we'll still find out what that's you know. So they're gonna be making a lot of all these. You know, I think even Jungle Cruise is being made into a movie. I don't know why you need Jungle Cruise and Jungle Book, but I think Dwayne Rock Johnson is in Jungle Cruise.
Do so. You smell what the Rock is cooking?
Okay, on that,
sorry, no. But I absolutely love Dwayne Johnson.
Yes.
He's a San Diego boy, too.
But, and before we get to Jungle Cruise, let's return to Jungle Book with Bill Murray, the new Baloo, singing Bear Necessities from the new Jungle Book movie. Again, it opened up yesterday, and we'll be reviewing it right after this break, find out what I thought of it. But before that, we need to take a break and listen to Bill Murray with the Bear Necessities. We'll be right back to Breakthrough Entertainment.
Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the trees to make some honey just for me. Look under the rocks and plants. Take a glance at them fancy hands and admit it. Well, I a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. La-di-da. I mean the bare necessities. That's why I back and rest.